Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
I'm telling you, it's the fastest week of the week. Of the year. And you do that. Collie joins us. He's live from Bundoran with all the latest from the Eclipse Cinemas this week in the movies. Good afternoon, Collie.
Good afternoon. Well, I'm sure the week seemed to go fast for you, Jamie, because apparently you started that job search sometime last Friday. So you've been saying that I have gone to see movies, you know, program new things, and you're still reading the job file by the sounds of things. Wow, that was epic, wasn't it? Wow.
It was pretty long, right? Yeah.
That's it. Oh, well done on the last email address as well. I thought that was special. Yeah. So you find me a bit conflicted today, Jamie. I have to be honest, I'm a bit conflicted, right?
Yes.
Because, and not least that, you know, after that, I want to keep on asking you questions because I know you want a break after doing all that talking. But so this week, the movie I'm most excited about actually doesn't open till next Wednesday. But of course, we're not on air again till Thursday, so it's important to mention it. The movie that's missed it Monday, I'm really excited about it and I push it, but I went on so much about it before. I feel people will just think I'm nagging them at this stage and I don't want to take away from that. And this week's big release that opens tomorrow, I want to be grumpy about it because the good people who made it didn't send us the codes till today, so I didn't get to watch it. But yet, we've just watched the trailer and I thought it looked like fun and good. So we're a bit of all over the place. We'll do our best, Jamie. What do you reckon?
So, I think so. First movie up today is Gunpowder Milkshake. That's what he's on about. Will we play this clip?
Let's play the clip and then I'll moan more about the producers afterwards.
Kind of moaning.
I need to exchange some books.
Come.
Scarlet's kid.
How is your mother?
I haven't seen her in 15 years.
Mom! Let's get you into a good book.
You'll need a Jane Austen.
A Virginia Woolf.
And an Agatha Christie. For reading.
Sam, your talents are needed. Somebody stole from us.
Who's crazy enough to steal from the firm?
Well, that's kind of the promise. Who's crazy enough to steal from the firm? Anyway, I'd say this movie's going to improve my reading no end.
Well, yes. Now, what listeners won't know that all of those books contain weapons, with the exception of the Jane Austen, which just contains quality literature. But so here's the gimmick with this one. Karen Gillan, who people will know from Doctor Who and Guardians of the Galaxy. By the way, this is a nerd like myself's dream because we've people from Guardians of the Galaxy, Game of Thrones, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, all of these big, big movies. So she plays an assassin who is estranged from her mum, who also happens to be an assassin. Suddenly she has to rescue this girl. She decides she's not going to carry out the mission. All the assassins in the world are after her. So who did she go back? She goes back to team up with her mum and her other friends, who are all great female assassins. So think Leon, think John Wick, with a bit of a twist and obviously a lot of humour, which you can tell by the sort of tongue-in-cheek nature of that clip. Now, this looks like really good, dumb fun. I like all the actresses in it. I'd watch them almost do anything. And this time, they just look like they're really enjoying themselves. As I said, but one more mention for, they didn't send the codes till today. It only unlocks tonight. So I'm a little bit grumpy with it. So I'm torn between, this looks really fun, and people who want, you know, who are waiting for the big action movies like The Matrix and all that to come out, who want some fun this weekend. This sounds really good. But I don't want to give them too much credit because I like to watch the movies first.
Okay, so, right. Gunpowder Milkshake. When does it open? Tomorrow, is it?
So that opens tomorrow, starting about 6 o'clock tomorrow. You can see it from there.
Okay.
Now, next Wednesday, we have a really interesting one. We've The Many Saints from Newark. And I can hear people go, yawah?
Yawah.
And that is one of the problems. We're actually having that discussion about the cinema. It's a much cooler title. But would it be better if it was called The Sopranos Movie, The Many Saints of Newark? Now, this is a prequel that they've talked about for years and years. We're going to find out how Tony became Tony instead of Antonio Soprano. It's a lot based around his relationship with his uncle, who's Nick Moltisanni. Moltisanni apparently means many saints. That's the thing. And we would know that as Christopher, who's one of the main characters. I don't know, were you a Sopranos fan, Jimmy?
Absolutely. One of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, his relationship with Christopher was such an essential part of the whole thing. And one of the reasons we know that is because of Tony's relationship with Christopher's dad. And that's what this movie is about. And even more interestingly, not only does it have David Chase, the original genius behind the whole series, we have Michael Gandolfini playing Tony. And he is the spit of him, Shamey, isn't he?
I don't know if you see the clip.
He's so like him. But not just in looks, but in the shuffle, the way he walks, the way he talks. This looks really exciting. Now, it doesn't open till next Wednesday, but I'm really looking forward to it.
So we'll save that till Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, and we'll definitely review it next Thursday on the show. But I know there's lots of Soprano fans. We're really looking forward to that. I suppose very quickly, we've got Thomas the Tank Engine. The same thing we always say about these movies. It's for the little ones. It's only an hour long, so it's only 4.50. But it's a great experience to get into the cinema. I know we're running short of time this week, but even if we weren't, I'm not going to do a full plot synopsis. Needless to say, Thomas is going to get into a scrape. Teamwork and friendship is going to save the day. You might be bored, but the little ones will absolutely adore it, and it's great. Jamie, do you have time to mention Miss Monday?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's Boys from County Hell. How much did I go on about it last time? But, you know, everyone who saw it loved it. One last chance. It's only 4.50 on Mondays. As last time to see this Irish movie. You've got to support Irish movies.
Absolutely.
And a last chance to see it on the big screen. And it's so much fun. And if you remember, one of the last showings, somebody actually stood up and shouted, "Hon Donegal!" in the middle of the screening. No other movies had that reaction this year. Can't wait. I'm going to go on Monday and see it again.
Great review. We have tickets giveaway as per usual, and your pass to get text at 083 3500. We're going to ask you to text gunpowder along with your name and location to 083 3500 530. Collie, as usual, thanks very much on the big review.
Thanks a million. Get those jobs in
the FM. Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launch pad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.